This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. U.S. and Europe are warning Lebanon's Hezbollah to ease strikes on Israel and back off from a wider Mideast war. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports.
Hopes are lagging for a ceasefire in Israel's conflict with Hamas in Gaza that would calm attacks by Hezbollah and other Iranian allied militias. So American and European diplomats are now warning Hezbollah about taking on the military might of Israel. They say the group shouldn't rely on the US or anyone else to hold off Israeli leaders if they choose to carry out an offensive into Lebanon, and that Hezbollah shouldn't count on its own fighters' ability to handle whatever would come next. Escalating cross-border strikes between Israel and Hezbollah appeared to have at least leveled off of late, but a former US diplomat in the Middle East says Israelis still seem to be preparing an entirely different magnitude of conflict. And a UN humanitarian chief has used the word apocalyptic to describe a war that could result. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Iran will hold a runoff presidential election to replace President Ibrahim Raisi, who died recently in a helicopter crash. Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang has more.
With millions of votes counted so far in Iran's snap presidential election, two candidates have emerged neck and neck. Preliminary results show moderate candidate Masoud Pezeshkian and his hardline challenger, former nuclear negotiator Saeed Jalili, in the lead. Pezeshkian, faithful to Iran's theocratic rule, has publicly criticized authorities over the death of Mahsa Amini, and her death sparked mass unrest in Iran in 2022. Jalili is a protege of Ayatollah Ali Khomeini, Iran's 85-year-old supreme leader. A staunch anti-Westerner, analysts say him winning could signal an even more antagonistic turn in the Islamic Republic's foreign and domestic policy.
Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang.